I don't know about you. Today, I woke up and just like some days in my own life, I asked Jesus, Lord, why did you die for me? Why did you love me even at times I don't even love myself or don't like what I'm doing? Why did you die? And perhaps we can look for many theological answers or many answers, but perhaps none of them really satisfy, because sometimes love does not make sense. Archbishop Fu Tenshin once said, all men were born to live, but only one was born to die. Christ's resolve to die for us was not dependent on whether we accept or praise him for his actions. His resolve was based on his real, genuine love for us, a love that humanity cannot understand, grasp, and will not choose at times. It was not dependent on the glory of the crowd on Palm Sunday, nor the hatred of the crowd on Good Friday. Christ chose to die for us while we were still stuck in our own arrogance and sinfulness. He chose to die for those who hated him, wanted him crucified, betrayed, abandoned, rejected, and even those who never knew him. He died for us because his love is real, not just some lip service. He did something that only the Creator, who genuinely loved his creation, could ever done. He did what other man-made gods and deities and ancient idols would not do for their subjects. He made the radical choice that only the true God, who is so passionately in love with his subject, could ever contemplate and willing to endure it. His love is real and sealed by his own sacrificial giving of his very self, not just with a snap of a finger to make things right or asking someone to do the deed or solve the problem for him, but he willingly bear all the pains and sufferings because his love is genuine, is real, is personal, is intimate. Jesus Christ did not take any shortcuts. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, in our love for him, how can we genuinely love without making it simply a lip service or word to be thrown out? How can we make our relationships, our homes, and our parishes be the true manifestation of divine love? My brothers and sisters, we need to stop simply talking about love and learn how to be welcoming, forgiving, and accepting of others instead of only saying, this is how things used to be or how things are done around here. We need to stop comparing, envying, and pouting about what we don't have, and be grateful what we have already been given through Jesus Christ. The love of Christ outpour for each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, Good Friday is good because Christ chose the goodness of his love for us. It is good because he chose not to take retribution, but took on the evil given to him. And because of that, transformed them with real love in the giving of himself to us, his self-sacrificial love that made it good. What was said yesterday at the Last Supper, this is my body, this is my blood, given up for you, is being realized now on Good Friday. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ meant it. He meant every word, and he put it into practice. And so should we in how we choose to love him and how we love one another as well.